The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and a salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Pius X. St. Pius X was born in the year 1865 and died at the beginning of the Second World War. We're told he died with a broken heart because another war had broken out. He died in 1914. And just as we read in the Gospel this morning, Pope Pius X was famous for his absolute humility. He was an extremely humble man, lived practiced poverty and lived a very ordinary, humble life, was always there, spoke to anybody that came across his path, treated everybody the same. And in the Gospel this morning, we read about the importance of humility. What is humility? Well, it comes from a Latin word, humus, and it means down to earth, down to earth. Humus is also a Latin word for shoulder. So you got your shoulder down to the earth. There's nothing false about you. You're just the person that God made, and you try to be the person that God wants you to be. You don't treat anybody differently because of who they are or what they have. You treat everybody just as you find them. You don't categorize people. You don't stick labels on their forehead. And that's the meaning of humility. Humility gives you, personally, a great freedom. You don't have to put on an act. You just are yourself. You accept your faults. You accept your failings. That's something we all find very difficult. When we make a mistake, it's human. Human comes from, again, the Latin word, humus, down to earth. It's just who we are, human beings, prone to make mistakes. So there's no need to be feeling bad about it. We can all make mistakes. As the gospel says, he who humbles himself will be exalted, but he who exalts himself will be eventually humbled.